弟兄姊妹平安。
Gracias, good morning.
今天很高兴能够在这里跟大家一起来聚会。
I'm so happy to come here to worship together with you.
也谢谢林牧师的安排，让我们今天来这里来分享信息。
I'm also thanks Pastor Lim to arrange me to share the message today.
第一次来到三镇。
This is my first time to come to the Tri-Cities.
原来三镇是蛮重要的地方。
I found out that Tri-City actually is a very important place.
原来这是我们美国一个非常重要的一个地点啊。
It's a very important place in the United States.
原来原子弹是在这里开始的啊。
Because the atomic bomb started from here.
我住在旅馆的时候呢，那个他，我问他那个 Wi-Fi 的 password。
When I was in the hotel, I asked for the password for the Wi-Fi.
然后他就给我写了哈 ，nuclear free. 我不明白为什么从来没有遇到一个旅馆，他的 password 是 nuclear free 啊。
The password is 没有核能，没有核。
不是，是没有 free 是免费啊。
Okay, free 免费，也可以是免费的。
免费核能哈。原来这里核能很多，是不是免费的？
There's lots of nuclear energy here. Maybe it is free.
然后我听到林牧师在介绍他教会给我的时候，知道呢，原来当中，哇，都是博士啊。
Also, the pastor, introduced the church, and I realized that many of the church members are PhDs.
那很可能你们贵教会可能是我们华人宣道会里面最多博士的一个教会。
Maybe this church is the church that has the most PhDs in the.
所以在这里做牧师没有一个博士学位不能来这里做牧师。
So if you don't have a PhD, you will not be a pastor here.
OK, 我代表美国华人宣道会来问候大家。
So, on behalf of the American C&M Church, I greet all of you.
我们美国华人宣道会有75家的教会。
The American C&M organization has 75 Chinese churches.
Let me translate. The Chinese Churches Association.We have 75 Chinese online churches in the United States, not America. America including the Canada. We are not including the Canada. Okay. 美国我们有75家的华人宣道会。
So there are 75 C&M churches in the States.
我呢是现在是当总干事 executive director.
Yeah, as you mentioned, he's the executive director.
所以呢，就代表华人宣道会就来拜访大家。
So I come here to visit all of you.
那今天来跟大家来分享一个很重要的题目。
Today I'd like to share a very important message with you.
我看到大家你加个叫 vision statement， 你的意向里面就包括呢，我们要完成大使命的教会。
So I also see the our vision. It has theTo come fulfillment of the Great Commission.
这个就是我们宣道会的精神。
This is also the spirit of the CNMA.
我们宣道会就是要完成耶稣基督的大使命。
Our mission is to finish the Great Commission of the Christ.
但是呢，我发现有很多时候我们对基督的大使命不太了解。
But many times, we don't quite understand what the Great Commission is.
很多人告诉我，基督的大使命就是传福音。
Many people will say the Great Commission is to preach, to tell the good news.
对不对？
Is that true?
对不对？
Is it correct?
对的举手。
Raise your hand if you say it's correct.
不对的举手。
If you say it's wrong, raise your hand.
不敢说不对啊。
So many people,
不知道的举手。
If you don't know, raise your hands.
中国人呢是不举手的。
Yo, Chinese usually don't raise their hands.
中国人是从来不公开表达自己的意见。
And they don't openly express their opinions.
不是没意见哦。
they do not necessarily mean they don't have the opinion.
散会以后站在门口很多意见就来了。
After the meeting, they may have lots of opinions.
要他表达的时候就从来不讲。
But when it's time, they don't say anything.
大使命是传福音对了一半。
The Great Commission, if you say it's to preach the good news, is only half right.
因为大使命不单单是要传福音。
Because it's not just preach the good news.
我今天就要把耶稣的大使命讲得清楚一点。
Today I'm going to talk more details about the Great Commission of Christ.
好，今天的经文呢是在马太福音的二十八章十六到二十节。
Today's scripture is in Matthew 28 verses 16 to 20.
我们先来看一个图片哈。
Let's watch a picture.
这是一幅世界的地图。
This is the map of the world.
然后这个叫做 Light of the World、啊、这个后面那个字看不见、啊、
世界之光、
啊、这个光的地方呢就代表福音很亮的地方。
The places with the light shows there are more gospel there.
所以 You are the light of the world 就是基督徒比较多的地方就比较光一点亮一点。
世界之光 That means if you are theYou're Christian, you're the light of the world.
所以比较多光的地方就是比较多基督徒的意思。
So if there are more lights, there are more Christians.
所以你看到美国那边比较亮一点、哦、
So you see that in the United States, it is more bright.
那南美洲那边也比较亮的、哦、
In South America, it's also
bright. 这个有很多天主教徒在那边。
Because there are lots of Catholics.
这个澳洲那边比较亮一点、哦、
Also in Europe?
那个这个你看到黑的地方在哪里
So the dark parts You see the, where the, are the dark parts、
啊、在俄罗斯
Russian
在中国
China
在印度
India
在北非
North Africa
东非
East Africa、
啊、这个地方比较黑一点
All those places are relatively dark
这个地方我们叫1040 window 十四十窗口就是福音最需要的地方。
So these are places that are the places which needs the gospel the most.
好，我们再下去。
Next，
再下去的经文的背景，我们可以看一下我们的经文的背景。再下去。那这段的经文呢，是在耶稣基督复活以后。升天以前发生的事情。
This talking happened after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but before he was raised to the heaven.
同工可以把整个 slide 的东西都放出来就好了。好，那我就问一个很简单的问题。
Ask the same question.
这段圣经是不是耶稣升天的时候、升天的时候讲的这一段话
？Did this words was this word spoken by Jesus right before he was risen to heaven?
那我再问，我再讲清楚这个问题啊。这段圣经是不是耶稣基督升天的时候讲的一段的话
？Or in other words, are these words spoken right before while Jesus was raised to heaven?
是不是
？Yes or no?
是的，举手。
Yes, please raise your hand.
想清楚，是举手。OK， 不是举手。
You know, raise your hand.
OK， 不知道的举手。
If you don't know, raise your hands.
OK， 现在美国人比较多一点了。
Now it's better.
还有一些中国人不举手的。
There are still many.
OK， 这段圣经不是耶稣基督升天的时候讲的。
This passage, these words were not spoken while Jesus was into heaven.
我也有一段时间以为是耶稣基督升天时候讲的这段话。
There was a time I even misunderstood this passage, thought it was, happened when Jesus was into heaven.
很可能呢，就是因为我看了《耶稣传》（Jesus Film） 这个电影。
Maybe it's because I watched the movie about Jesus.
Not about Jesus, Jesus Film, 耶稣传 by Campus Crusade.那个在耶稣传那个电影的当中，最后的时候就是耶稣升天。
At the end of the movie, Jesus was raised up to heaven.
然后在升天的时候，镜头就 看着这些的门徒，看着天。
So at that moment, the movie showed Jesus looked down all the disciples, and all part of it was the heaven.
然后一面升天，一面就用这段圣经啊，你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名，这样这段圣经，所以就结束了整个的 Jesus film 啊。
Well, he was moving up slowly. He was talking about this passage, and the movie ended.
所以我们就受到这个《耶稣传》的影响。
So we may be affected by the movie.
我们就以为耶稣一面升天，一面讲了这句话。
We may think that Jesus talked about this passage well.
直到有一天，我读圣经读到这段圣经的时候，我看到，咦，不是耶稣在这个时候讲的。
Until one day when I was reading this the Bible, I found out.
为什么呢
？Not didn't happen at that.
我们看看十六节。
Let's take a look at the verse 16.
十六节说，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
It says 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
所以这个圣经，耶稣讲个大使命的时候是在什么地方呢
？So, where is this place when Jesus told the disciples about the great commission?
在什么地方
？Where?
在加利利的一个山上。
It is on the mountain of Galilee.
耶稣在什么地方升天呢
？Where was Jesus raised to heaven?
在耶路撒冷东边的橄榄山上。
It is on the Mount of Olives, east to Jerusalem.
但是当耶稣讲这个大使命的时候
，But when Jesus was talking about the Great Commission,
他是在北方加利利的一个山上。
He was in the mountain north of Galilee.
很明显的是两个不同的地方。
Obviously, this is two different places.
所以耶稣并不是在。升天的时候讲的这段话。
So it was not the time when Jesus was risen to heaven.
所以耶稣讲了这个大使命以后呢
？After Jesus talking about the Great Commission,
他还跟门徒在一起的一段时间。
He was still with the disciples for a while.
然后才到东这个耶路撒冷东边的橄榄山上升天。
Then he went to the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem.
那什么的话是耶稣升天的时候讲的呢
？So what was spoken by Jesus? Well, we
应该就是《使徒行传》第一章第八节那段圣经了。
That is in the chapter 1 of Acts, verse 8.
就是你们在这里要等候圣灵。
It says you need to wait for the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵必降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And the Holy Spirit will come down on you, and you will gain power.
然后你们就要去耶路撒冷，犹大全地，耶路撒冷，犹大全地，撒玛利亚，直到地极，做主的见证。
Then you need to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and all the ends of the world.
那个呢，就是耶稣基督升天时候所分享的话。
Those are the words spoken by Jesus while he was.
大使命并不是耶稣升天的时候讲的。
The Great Commission was not spoken by Jesus.
在那个时候呢，有十一个门徒，也有其他的门徒在一起。
At that moment, there were also other disciples.
那但是圣经说，仍然有人疑惑。
And the Bible says there were still some in doubt.
所以耶稣近前来就把大使命告诉他们。
So Jesus came and told them the Great Commission.
我们就来看看这个大使命。
Today let's take more look at the Great Commission.
耶稣说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
我们到了第二上第五章了。奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
那在这个大使命的当中呢，只有一个动词。
Among the Great Commission, there's only one verb.
那在中文的圣经呢，或是英文的圣经呢，就没办法把这个希腊文这个动词呢表达出来。
So in Chinese or in English?
In Greek. In Greek, It's only one word in this sentence.
希腊文里只有一个动词。
In Chinese or English, you cannot express only one word in the sentence. 所以在中文或者英文呢，都没办法把只有一个动词的一个句子表达出来。但是在希腊文，这个是非常明显的，只有一个动词。
But in Greek, there was only one verb.
来，我们来猜一下是哪一个动词。
Let's guess which verb.
看看你的圣经，英文圣经也好，中文圣经也好。
You can take a look at your Bible.
这里有几个动词，但是呢，希腊文当中只有一个动词。你们猜是哪一个？啊 ，go 啊，是 go 吗？不是 go 啊。那还有呢？不是去。
Any other guess?
啊？啊，是的 ，make disciple。
做门徒，
做门徒是这句话里面的动词。
Make disciples is the verb. Make.
那其他的去施洗教训是这个形容词。
Other words like go and baptize and teach are all behave like adjectives.
来解释。Make disciple 做门徒的意义
To explain the meaning of making disciples
所以主耶稣基督给门徒的大使命是什么呢
So what is the great commission of Jesus Christ to the disciples
简单就是一句话
Simply is one sentence
Make disciples
做门徒
使万民做我的门徒
Make disciples of all nations
这个就是耶稣的大使命
This is the great commission of Jesus.
怎么样去使万民做主的门徒呢
How to make the disciples of all nations?
耶稣就解释三个字
Jesus says three words.
去
Go
施洗
Baptize
还有教训
And teach
来解释这个做门徒的意义
To explain the meaning of making disciples.
所以我希望我们今天能够解释清楚这个大使命是讲什么
So today I hope we can understand the great commission.What is a great commission?
我就问什么是做门徒呢
I ask, what is making disciples?
什么是门徒
What are disciples?
门徒是什么我们刚刚听到这个是王弟兄吗赵弟兄啊赵弟兄的尖尖说啊这里有很多老哦我刚听到是王弟兄他在说这里有很多老师啊
You just mentioned the testimony from Brother Wang, and Wang mentioned that there are many teachers here.
这里是很多老师嘛，对吧？那什么是门徒呢
Who are disciples?
门徒就是学生啊。
Disciples are students.
这个中国人是很明白什么是门徒的。
Only the Chinese understand what are.Disciples,
这个叫入室弟子，进门的学徒。
It's just the student, a new student.
Not only the new student, the student come into the room.
Students come into the room.
What is the room? 什么是那个门呢？门呢就是有一个地方，你要跨过那个门，进到它里面，成为它里面的人。
So the gate you have to go into through the gate, then you become the disciple.
所以叫我们中文叫入室弟子，进到这个房间里面，成为他的学生了。
So the Chinese means you become a disciple.
所以如果你真的是那个是你的老师
，If a person is your teacher.
那个老师你要跟他一起生活的
The teacher and the disciple will live together
在希腊文这个 mathetes 这个门徒这个字意思就是一个 follower 就是一个跟随者的意思
In the Greek word means to follow
你跟他一起住
To live together
一起生活
Yes to live
学习他的教训
And learn the teachings
所以当耶稣经过海边的时候他看见很多的船在那边
So when Jesus walking by the seashore He saw lots of sheep
他就呼召门徒
He called the disciples
看到彼得、约翰、安德烈这个雅各这两个兄弟
He saw Peter, Andrew and others
然后就说来跟从我
Come and follow me
耶稣呼召门徒是来跟从我
Jesus just simply say come and follow me
所以门徒的意思就是跟随者的意思
So disciple means followers
然后他们就撇下网
So they just dropped their nets
撇下他的船
Dropped their boats
跟从耶稣
And followed Jesus
什么叫跟从耶稣
How to follow Jesus?
跟他一起住
To live together with him
一起生活一起吃饭一起学习
To eat together To study together
所以今天如果我呼召你们
If today I
call, 来跟从我
Call you Come and follow me
下午你就跟我开车去 Portland 了
Then you are going to drive with me to Portland
跟我一起住在旅馆了
and to live together in the hotel
明天就跟我一起坐飞机去
and tomorrow you're going to take the airplane with me
我在哪里你就在哪里
where I will be you will be
你明白做门徒的意思了吗
so now you understand what are the being disciples
所以当有一个人来到耶稣面前说主啊我要跟随你
so if a person come to Jesus say Lord I'm going to follow you
耶稣怎么说呢
how did Jesus say
无里有洞
the fox has holes
天空的飞鸟有窝
Birds has nests
人子没有枕首的地方
But the son of man does not have a place to live
你还要跟我吗
Are you still going to follow me?
没有旅馆住啊
There's no hotel to live
没有枕首的地方
There's no place to lay your pillow
圣经没有告诉我们这个人有没有跟随他
The Bible doesn't say if the person followed Jesus
但是耶稣讲得很清楚做门徒要付代价
But Jesus said very clearly, to be a disciple, you have to pay.
不是每一个人都可以做主的门徒。
Not everybody can be a disciple of Jesus.
有一次，耶稣看到好多人跟随他。
There was one day Jesus saw many.
他就转过来
，following him, and he turned.
说了一句，跟随他，跟随他做门徒的条件。
Then he said the condition to be disciples.
他说，若有人要跟从我
，anybody want to follow me,
就当舍己
you must to sacrifice yourself.
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我
Carry your cross every day to follow me
跟从耶稣你要舍己 Deny yourself
You need to abandon yourself
然后要背起你的十字架来跟从
Carry your cross to follow Jesus
什么叫背十字架
What does carrying the cross mean
很多的解释就是说啊，苦难啊
Many explanations say like the suffering,
重担啊
hard burdens.
这个解释对不对
Are the explanations is correct?
对不对？当时耶稣讲背十字架跟从他就是苦难吗
？Does it just mean suffering?
不是
，No.
如果我们读那段圣经的时候。那个圣经是耶稣讲到他要往耶路撒冷去被这些宗教领袖害死的时候
So that passage was spoken while Jesus was going to Jerusalem to prepare for his death
所以当耶稣跟他们讲的时候
While Jesus was talking about those
这些门徒很惊讶
The disciples were very shocked
其中一个门徒叫彼得的
One of the disciples, Peter
就跑到耶稣的面前
And came to Jesus
主啊这个事万万不能临到你
So Lord, this thing will not come to you
耶稣怎么说
What did Jesus say?
他对着彼得说
He said to Peter
撒旦退我后面去吧
Satan, get away from me
所以很明显的彼得就站在他前面
Obviously, Peter was stood right before him
撒旦退我后面去吧
Get away from me
因为你体贴人的意思不体贴神的意思
Because you understand the meaning of man but don't understand the meaning of God
当时的耶稣讲到十字架
At that moment Jesus talked about the cross
他就是说我要去死
He means I'm going to die
要跟从我的
If you want to follow me
一起跟我去死
Follow me to die
所以这些门徒很无奈
So the disciples felt frustrated
其中一个门徒没有写到他的名字
One of the disciples, the name was not mentioned
我们跟他一起去死吧
So let's go and die with him
他们明白耶稣的意思
They understood the meaning of Jesus
背十字架就是跟耶稣一起去死。
Carrying the cross means to die with Jesus.
所以要背十字架以前，你首先要做是 deny yourself, 舍己。
So before you make a decision, you need to deny yourself.
不要体贴人的意思。
Don't care for the meaning of man.
只能够体贴神的意思。
Care the meaning of God.
其实彼得也可以抗，是可以抗议的。
Well, actually, Peter may protested for this.
主啊，我是爱你才这样对你说话。
Because Lord, I love you, so I said that.
我是不想你去死嘛。
I just don't want you to die.
所以我才在前面拦住你上耶路撒冷啊。
So I try to stop you.
为什么好人说话你说我是撒旦呢
？Why did you say I'm Satan?
对不对
？Right，
耶稣讲话会不会太过分了、啊、
？Was that too much？
太严重了吧
？Was the what Jesus said is too serious？
耶稣为什么说撒旦推我后边去
？Why did Jesus say Satan get out of me？
因为撒旦透过彼得讲话。
Because Satan used Peter to speak those words。
拦阻耶稣。上十字架
to stop Jesus going to the cross
完成耶稣基督的使命
to fulfill his commission to save the whole humankind
所以弟兄姊妹有些时候我们讲话的时候要好好的想清楚
so brother and sister often we need to think the meaning
你听过这句话吗好心做坏事
have you ever heard that you have good heart but you did a bad thing
做个坏事的人总是有个好理由的。
Even people who did bad things, but they often have a good explanation.
是吧
Is that right?
就是犯了错他还是找一个好理由来犯错。
Even he made a mistake, he still has a good explanation.
撒旦退我后面去吧。
Satan, get away.
因为你体贴人的意思不体贴神的意思。
Because you understand the meaning of man, but not understand the meaning of God.
做门徒就是跟着耶稣一起。
So to be a disciple, to follow Jesus.
按照耶稣的教训来生活。
To live according to the command.
放下自己的意思，拿了耶稣的意思成为他人生的目标。
Put down our meaning, but put the meaning of Jesus Christ.
我刚刚听到这个王迪兄的见证。
I just heard the testimony from.
他说他做了个决志祷告，人生改变了。
He said after he.Made the
decision
and his life changed.
改变什么
So what has changed?
他还是一样哦
He's still the same person.
他眼睛大了一点吗
His eyes bigger?
头发长了一点吗
Hair longer?
高了一点吗
Taller?
没有啊
No.
改变什么
What has changed?
他的人生观改变
The view of the world has changed.
以前是自我中心的
In the past,He was probably
什么事情都想我
Everything was about me and me and me
从这个开始
After that moment
凡事要问一下耶稣你怎么看
Then he would ask What about Jesus
耶稣你怎么做
What would Jesus do
你同不同意
What do you agree
你想我想不想我这样做
Do you want me to do it or not
人生的主权交给他
The center of life has been given to Jesus
昨天我跟林牧师有一点时间交通
Yesterday I have some conversation with Pastor Lim
还有林师母在一起
And also Mrs. Lim
我问他你怎么来到三镇的
I asked them how come you came to the Tri-Cities
他说我也不知道
They said we don't know
神带我来的
Because God brought us here
来到这里才知道世界上有一个地方叫三镇
Once we came here, we knew that there is a place in the world called the Tri-Cities.
大概你们也差不多吧。
Maybe it's similar to you as well.
以前你们都不知道有个地方叫 Tri-City, 对吧？三镇。
Before that, you knew there is a place called.
来到这里才知道哦，有一个地方叫三镇。
After coming here, oh, there is a place called the Tri-Cities.
他们是神带来的。
Yes, they were brought here by the God.
这里比 Boston 好一点吗
Is here better than Boston?
除了房子价钱低一点好一点以外
Except the cost of the houses is lower
想吃个点心都找不到
The candy, the cookies you like, you can't find here.
Not the cookie. 点心, dim sum.
Dim sum.
Oh, dim sum.
Dim sum.
The rest Chinese dim sum is the most delicious food in the world. Huh?
他说这个最好吃的东西啊，所以你去香港一定要吃点心啊。你在这个找不到，到香港 ，If you go to Hong Kong, you need to look for the dim sum.
去饮茶对吧
？To drink tea.
我说我昨天从林牧师带我去吃饭，我说有没有点心店？没有。
So I asked Adam, are there any dim sum here? He said no.
我就跟林师母说哈。 下次你来洛杉矶，我带你去吃。
So I told them, if you come to Los Angeles, I will take you.
我们洛杉矶的点心又便宜又好吃啊。
Because the dim sum in Los Angeles is all cheap and all delicious.
哇，我不骗你的啊。
I don't like
一个点心，大中小点，1.68块。
The matter is only $1.18 each.
哇，哪里有这么好吃的便宜的？
Where do you find such good thing?
只有洛杉矶。
Only Los Angeles.
所以我不能搬走的了。
So I'm not going to move.
啊，神带他们了。
God brought them here.
只有神能够带领他们。
Only God can bring them.
因为他们已经把人生的主权交给主耶稣。
Because they had hand over their life to God.
这个就是一个做门徒的意义。
This is the meaning of being a disciple.
怎么去做门徒呢？
How to be a disciple?
他说去。
He said go.
施洗。
And baptize.
教训。
And teach.
好，我们第六章，下一章。你看我跳了很多东西，是因为呢，我的时间还有15分钟。
So I've skipped the money because I only have 15 minutes left.
林牧师说没有关系的。Pastor
said is have to finish it at that time, certain time.
但是昨天我来聚会的时候听到大家，the post rule you have to observe，所有明文写出来的你都要遵守。我问了林牧师，林牧师说11:05要完，我就11:05完的。So
the pastor told me I need to finish by 11:05.
那不过呢，我会把重点都会讲清楚。But
I'm going to tell you all the important.
怎么做主耶稣的门徒有三个方面。How
to be the disciple of Christ?
一要去。
One is to go.
那耶稣吩咐得很清楚，怎么使人做门徒呢？Jesus
is very clear how to be disciples.
是我们要去。
Go.
那我们不是要邀请人来吗？
Should we invite others to come?
我们办什么聚会就邀请他们来嘛，
Many
对不对？
Many times have lots of meetings to invite others to come.
邀请来是对的。
It is true to invite others.
但是不是在这里等他们来。
But don't wait here.
我们要去邀请他们。
We need to go and invite them.
去的意思就是我们要到他的地方。
Means we need to go to their place.
所以当耶稣升天的时候，他讲你要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So when Jesus was raised into heaven, he said, "You need to testimony, give witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and all the ends of the world."
所以是我们要去他的地方。
We need to go to their place.
所以这个就是我们说的宣教。This
means to be a mission, to do mission.
从你的家开始。
Start from your house.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
犹大全地,
Judea.
就是你的有关的亲属同胞,
that will be probably your relatives.
撒玛利亚,
Samaria.
有一点关系的，但是不跟你们一样的人。
They may have some relations to you, but different from you.
然后直到地极,
and to the end of the world.
不同的民族,
different nationalities.
耶稣说是使万民做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
不是 make disciples of only Chinese.
不只是说让中国人做门徒。
有些时候我们太爱我们中国同胞。
Many times we love our Chinese so much.
没有，一有时间就去中国宣教。
Once we have time, we only go to China.
我不是说不好。
I don't say it's not good.
是不够。
It's not enough.
因为耶稣的大使命是 make all nations his disciple.
The Great Commission is 是万民做我的门徒。
你可以去非洲吗？
Can you go to Africa?
非洲很黑啊。
Africa is so black.
不是那个人黑，都是那个地方没有光。
Not just the people, not the people, it's the place doesn't have the light.
他们都在黑暗的当中。
They live in the darkness.
在非洲有一百万的中国人。
There's a million Chinese in Africa.
你爱中国人吗？
Do you love Chinese?
有一百万的中国人在非洲。
A million Chinese there.
这些非洲的中国人很有钱。
The Chinese in Africa are very rich there.
中国人很会赚钱。
The Chinese people are good at making money.
非洲人不懂得用钱。
Africans don't know how to
use money. 所以所有钱都给中国人赚去了。
So all the money are made by the Chinese there.
所以他们有钱以后呢？发财以后呢？
When they have money,
他们做什么？
What do they do?
很多的事情。
Many things.
赌博。
Gambling.
奸淫，就是有妓女。
Prostitution，
你知道在非洲的这个 AIDS， 这个艾滋病是最严重的。
Africa AIDS is the most serious, the worst in.
有一次在差遣大会里面，有一个宣教士从非洲回来跟我们挑战。
There was one national conference. One missionary from Africa challenged us.
他对我们中国人说
，He said.
这些一百万的中国人，谁去向他们传福音
？There are a million Chinese there. Who's going to preach to them?
如果他们不信耶稣
，If they don't believe in Jesus,
他只有两条路。
They will have two ways.
第一
，one，
他就会死在非洲。
They will die in Africa.
因为艾滋病。
Because of AIDS.
第二
，two，
他就能够平平安安离开中国。离开非洲回中国
They will leave peacefully from Africa to China.
如果他们信了耶稣
Because they believed Jesus.
谁去啊
But who's going to there?
非洲哦
Africa.
我们喜欢去美国
We love to go to America.
不喜欢非洲
We don't like Africa.
你知道非洲的中国人是最被欢迎的，被欢迎 ，welcome。
Yes, the Chinese are very welcome in Africa.
白人不欢迎
，white people, Caucasians, no.
因为他们看见白人就想到自己的祖先给他们欺负。
Because when they saw Caucasians, they remind them of their ancestors.
所以他们一看见白人呢，不听他们讲话。
Once they saw Caucasians, they don't listen.
看见我们中国人呢
？Once they see Chinese,
就想到我们中国人帮他建铁路。
That reminded them of the Chinese helping them.
想到我们中国政府给他们钱。
And the Chinese government gave them some money.
所以中国人对他们来说是好人。
So Chinese are good people there.
白人对他们来说是坏人。
Caucasians bad people.For them.
所以白人很困难向他们传。
So it's very difficult for the Caucasians to be missionaries there.
要花很多时间来证明他们是好人。
We need to spend lots of time to prove they are good people.
很可惜，我们中国人一去的时候，人家以为我们是好人。
Unfortunately, once Chinese people go there, they are
not good people. 他们就认识这些都是坏人。
Very quickly, you find out they are not so good.
钱都跑到他们去
了 Because all the money go to their pockets.
我们基督徒不要做这些事
All Christians, we shouldn't do this.
我们把福音带给他们
We need to bring the good news to them.
让他们能够拥有永生
So that they will have eternal life.
第二个 Second, 做门徒要施洗
Second is to baptize.
什么叫施洗呢
What is baptize?
施洗的意义就是改变
The meaning of baptize means to change.
还有是 confirmation, 确认
To confirm.
还有见证三个意义
To witness.
所以待会我们有一个弟兄在这里受洗的时候
In the moment, a brother will be baptized here.
他就是被改变
He will be changed.
他要确认他的信仰
He needs to confirm his belief.
他要在人的面前做见证
He needs to witness before the people
这个就是施洗的意义
This is the meaning of being baptized
当我们领一个人归主以后
When we come to Jesus
我要把他带到主的面前让他在人的面前做见证
When we need to take him to the before the people and make witnesses.
这个就是洗礼的意义。
This is the meaning of being baptized.
有没有基督徒不需要洗礼的呢？
Are there any disciples who don't need to be baptized?
有没有？
Are there any?
有没有？有没有基督徒不需要被不需要洗礼的？有没有？谁呀？
Who?
哪一个？啊，都是讲那个十字架上那个强盗嘛。
The robbers on the cross by Jesus.
但是他没机会嘛。
Because he didn't have a chance.
因为他在十字架上要死。
Because he was on the cross.
谁帮他去洗礼呢？
Who's going to baptize him?
这个叫我们叫 exception.
We call that 例外。
Are you the exception?
你是例外吗？
不要做例外。
Don't be an exception.
你是正常人。
You are normal people.
所以你有机会就应该接受这个洗礼。
So、
在人的面前做见证。
To accept the baptized, being baptized and give witnesses.
第三个字，教训。
Third word, teach.
耶稣说，凡我所教训他们的，凡我所教训你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Jesus said, teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
所以这些门徒要学习耶稣的教训。
So these disciples need to study the.
然后呢，要把耶稣的教训去教训这些新的门徒。
And tell others of Jesus' command.
所以做门徒大使命包括第三步。
So, it has a third step. As well.
就是要把耶稣的教训教训他们。
To teach others of Jesus' command.
将真理来教导他们。
As the truth.
这个就是基督徒的成长。
This is the growing up of the disciples.
一个门徒不能不学习耶稣的教训。
As a disciple, we cannot stop studying the commandments of Jesus.
但是问题是，教训他们的人先要明白耶稣的教训。
But the people who will tell theirs have to understand the meaning.
你自己都糊里糊涂，你怎么去帮助
？If you don't even don't understand the meaning, how can you tell others?
甚至你会叫错人家。
Even worse, you may tell the wrong message.
我小的时候，主日学老师就叫错了我。
When I was in little, the Sunday school teacher told me a wrong message.
你知道东方来有几个博士拜耶稣啊？
Do you know that how many
wise men
were
coming from the east?
Coming from the east to worship Jesus.
几个
？How many？
一个、两个、三个、
One,
四个、
two,
五个、
four, three, four, five.
啊？几个？三个，对不对
？Yeah, three.
三个是吗
？Three, right?
不确定。
Not sure.
圣经是说几个？
The Bible says, how many?
所以有一个弟兄就跟我争辩。
Now one brother argued with me.
无三不成集。所以应该是三。
He said, argued must be three.
但是我说，那中文圣经要改了，不能做几个博士了。
So the Chinese Bible should be changed.
因为原文根本没有几个字。
The Chinese Bible says several.
原文就是那个博士，这个字就是众数的意思，可能是两个，可能是三个，五个，六个，七个，八个都可以，也就是说是超过一个的意思。
So in the original language, it's a plural form. It's more than one, but don't know how many.
为什么会说三呢？
But how do we know it's three?
因为有三样礼物，对吧？
Because there are three types of gifts.
所以就说是三了。
So we say three.
圣经没有这样意思。
The Bible doesn't say it.
我们都错了。
So we are all wrong.
我小的时候，主学老师说亚当吃那个是什么果
？So what kind of fruits did Adam eat?
真的，我的老师告诉我这是苹果啊。
My teacher told me it's.
所以我从小就不敢吃苹果。
So when I was little, I was afraid of eating apples.
我吃苹果就犯罪哦。
Because after eating apples, I mean.
你知道我们这个南的这个地方叫什么吗？英文
？What is this name?
Adam's apple.
Yeah. 英文就把这亚当的苹果。
为什么叫亚当苹果
？Why?
因为当亚当在吃苹果的时候呢
，When Adam ate the apple，
耶和华叫他亚当，你在哪里
？And the Lord said, Adam, where are you？
哦，就砍住了。
Oh,
所以叫亚当苹果。
So it's called Adam's apple。
我们对神的话不了解的话
，So if we don't understand God's words，
没有搞清楚的话
，If we get confused，
你怎么去教训人家？
How can you tell others?
我们先要学圣经。
We need to study the Bible first.
那这里呢，我们有做门徒的六步。
There are six steps to be a disciple.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read together.
听道，学道，
the words, study the words,
信道，
believe the words,
爱道，
love the words,
行道，
do the words,
传道，
and preach the words.
我们做门徒学要有六步来。
So we have six steps to be a disciple. To hear the words.
你要学。
We need to study the words.
你要爱。
To love the words.
你要信。
You need to believe.
你要行。
You need to take action.
你才能传道。
Then you have to tell others.
哦，今天的时间到了。
Time is up for me.
下次再谈。
So we will continue next time.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你是我们的主。
You are the Lord of us.
主啊，我们愿意做你的门徒。
Lord, we are willing to be your disciples.
我们也学习你的话。
We will study your words.
主啊，教训我们。
Lord, teach us.
让我们能够做你的门徒。
So that we can be your disciples.
天天跟随你。
And follow you day every day.
背起十字架的跟随你。
Cross to follow you.
让我们能够把这个福音传开
，so that we can preach the
使万民做你的门徒
，so make disciples for all nations，
帮他们施洗
，help to baptize them，
也教训你所教训我们的
，teach what you have taught us，
你就常与我们同在
，you be with us all the time，
直到世界的末了
，to the end of the world，
求主帮助我们三正还宣道会。
Dear Lord, please help also the Trinity Chinese Alliance Church.
让我们能够做主大使命的教会
so that we can be a church of the Great Commission.
完成你给我们的使命
fulfill the mission you give us.
讨你的喜悦
to please you.
领人归主
to guide others to come to you.
你就回来
you will come.
奉耶稣的名祷告
in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.